The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. I've come to set a fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already blazing. Do you think I have come to establish peace? No, I tell you, rather division. Does that sound like Jesus? I mean, those are really strong words, aren't they? Is that good old Jesus? Same Jesus who said, let the children come to me? Same Jesus who said to the sinful woman, woman, has anyone else condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go in peace. The same Jesus who made a whip of cords and overturned the tables in the temple? Same Jesus who insulted, cussed out the Pharisees by calling them a brood of vipers? Same Jesus who said, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. A few things that we can get. We see that Jesus has a multifaceted personality. He's a well-rounded individual. The second is, we can't just take little snippets from Scripture without having a context around them. The third is, we hear today the prophetic voice of Jesus speaking to the crowds, and we're at Luke's gospel at this point that you can call the cost of discipleship, or the burden of discipleship, or even the consequences of discipleship. To be a disciple is difficult. It means that there are times when we must stand alone. To follow Jesus is a risk of being ostracized, ridiculed, shoved off to the side. It means standing up and being peace, mercy, reconciliation in the face of violence, hatred, self-centeredness. Not everyone will embrace the good news. So we may find ourselves at odds with those who refuse to deny self, pick up their cross, and love absolutely. That's the struggle for a disciple, isn't it? I know for myself, I don't do it well all the time. I hope and pray that I am on the right side, but I know there are many, many times when I am full of ego, full of selfishness. And I suspect, knowing you the way that I do, I'm not the only one that struggles with that. And yet still, we are called to follow. We are called to imitate. The challenge for each and every disciple is to love as Jesus loves. The prayer for every disciple is today. I love better. I am more faithful. I am less selfish than I was yesterday. And not quite as much as I'm going to be tomorrow. Progress. Little steps. Day by day by day, becoming the lovers that God knows that we can be.